We see the continuation yesterday in Jesus speaking to his 72 that he's sending out. He takes a moment from it in order to speak to those cities that he has done many of his teaching and mighty works in. In the sense, he is trying to prick their hearts to conversion by comparing them to pagan cities. Pagan cities who, had they seen what had been done there, would have converted, would have repented for their sin. He completes the gospel text with something that we should cling to deeply, my brothers and sisters. He's saying now to the 72, whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Some pretty intense solidarity there, don't you think? Whoever rejects you rejects me. And if they reject me, they reject the one who sent me. It is a reminder to the church that what she possesses in Jesus Christ is life for the world. For those who receive the good news, who hear God speak to them, over and over again in the readings today, to hear the word of God spoken to them, to hear the word of God, to hear, to receive his word is life. Church, you have been entrusted with the word of God. The word that the church speaks is a word of life for the world. Not for her condemnation, but that in hearing and believing and converting and repenting, that she, the world, might have life through what she has received from God. Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world. The world is already condemned. The world is already excommunicated. Jesus didn't have to come and go, oh, you reject me? You're excommunicated. Oh, you reject me? You're excommunicated. The whole world is excommunicated, my brothers and sisters. The invitation to receive the good news, the gospel of life, is exactly that. To receive it, that we might live in freedom, in truth, in life. The church still possesses this message of life for the world. We do not understand what we possess. We can often even critique it ourselves and be like, oh, it's just this list of do's and don'ts that you know, other people have their lists and we have our list and this and that. No, my brothers and sisters, the word of God has come into the world and has spoken, and we now are possessors of that word of God. Jesus Christ himself, no longer dead, but alive. And speaking that word, we bring life into the world for others. Do you see what you have received? Do you receive this inheritance, this thing that has been imparted to you? Do you receive it as a gift? Or are we ashamed of the good news of salvation, of the freedom in Jesus Christ, of living in truth? Because we can be very ashamed of it, afraid to speak it in truth, for we would impose it upon others. We would make their life miserable by sharing with them what we have. But it's not what we possess. We don't possess something to condemn the world or to burden the world. What we possess is a gift of life in Jesus Christ. Amen.